Truman Sports Bar in Soulard is the sexiest place to be this summer.
Ain't no stopping the sex machine, baby.
Come and relax in our beautiful patio and experience our A-plus customer service by our stunning cocktail waitresses and bartenders.
She's a hot laugh.
Don't forget to sign up for the Truman's Golf Tournament on the day of August 29th. All proceeds will be donated to the Big Brothers Big Sisters program of Eastern Missouri. Call or stop by to sign up. 314-865-5900. Truman's in Soulard, your neighborhood bar.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com.
Susanna Hoffs, brother.
What a song.
Well, it's the one.
Written by Prince, right?
Correct. You're having a huge
I didn't
huge
know
show.
That. I didn't know that until Prince passed away, that he had written a lot of these great hits for other artists.
That's right. He was a giving man.
He was.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. This is CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Gateway Buick GMC at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Tim McKernan, Charlie Marlowe with you. The cat had to venture for his responsibilities with Fox Sports Midwest, but we were at the Pools Family Foundation Golf Tournament at Meadowbrook, and we were joined by Tony La Russa in the 8 o'clock hour, as well as Face the Nation moderator John Dickerson, standard guest list, and a number of the Cardinals are here and in attendance, but they all really don't want to come on the show at all in any sliver.
Yeah, they kind of see you. They make eye contact politely, but then they always kind of move away. They meander away from the show because they know that if they're within earshot, we're going to ask them. Yeah, they feel sometimes obligated to come on.
Yeah, Matt the Bat got closer to kind of taunt a little bit.
Like, you might have a chance, but no.
No, exactly. And then Izzy said, I'll get you later, which brought me back to my TV days of when I'm down at the ballpark asking for an interview, I'll get you later, which was a way of saying, nope.
We got a meeting. Then we got BP.
Yeah, there's a golden tee tournament going on. That's what it meant back in 2004, as I recall. So we are at Meadowbrook, and this is the Pools Family Foundation. I sent some of the videos out on Snapchat, which I'm not all that active on because I'm not a 19-year-old girl. But it's T. McKernan at 927, I believe, Charlie. Do you follow me on Snapchat? Are you on Snapchat?
I'm not on Snapchat.
I feel like I shouldn't be on Snapchat.
And she says it's great. She says it's funny. People put funny videos up there. I have enough social media. How many do you need? There's like 12 of them.
I still haven't been able to master it. I think I'm bad at it. I'd like to apologize to those who follow me because I think I'm terrible at it. But in this case, you'll get to see what they were awarding Mike Matheny, T. McKernan 927. I don't know if I need to prove people so people can see it. I don't know how the whole thing works. But they gave Mike Matheny a painting here, the Pools Family Foundation did, and Mike spoke, and the gentleman who painted it explained some symbolism in the painting. So that's why we went to break, because if we would have been back here blabbing in the background, it probably would have been a bad, bad play.
Good call there. Although we could have done the whole whisper campaign, which I think was funny for a minute, but if we had to actually whisper for 20 minutes, be kind of awkward. No. But maybe the listeners liked it. I don't know.
No, I actually had a few people say they really, really enjoyed it, so maybe that's the move we need to do. See, Janie the Lesbian texted me and said, we are not sideways. So that's huge for me.
All good.
Because it's been bothering me for a few weeks.
Janie the Lesbian seems like she's a really nice, reasonable person, friendly. She wouldn't hold a grudge over something when you clearly had no ill intent.
No.
Just things happen.
But we hadn't hung out in a while. She wasn't in town. It was all scheduled. And then some things happened, and then some things happened.
Things happened.
Thank you, Charlie. That sums it up lovely. The Plowhawk will be on the read of the email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Send your emails in. The Plowhawk, this is on the cat's to-do list today. If you are nearby, can you do a little live endorsement for our good friends at the Post, especially since fantasy football draft time is upon us?
Now, we got to do this, right, for our league as well? We gotta get the draft.
We'll have
going.
A location. We'll have a location, but
I'm
I know
excited.
That the Post is a great place to do it, right, Plowhawk?
That's right, Tim. I already had the copy in hand right when
I
was smart enough to realize that if it's not the cat, then next man up, and that would be me. So I came prepared. Would you like to hear more about the Post? And
I would love to, because I legitimately am a big fan.
Oh, me too, Tim. They're great Americans. It's your fantasy sports headquarters. The Post is teaming up with Draft Night for a premier draft experience. Book your fantasy season tickets online today. The benefits are an electronic draft board, mobile draft app, free draft hostesses, and a commissioner and champions kit. You get in-season pizza and pitcher parties. Inside STL listeners get a promo code, which is DRAFTPOST, for $20 off. Don't forget the Cardinal specials, 20% off your bill when you show Cardinal stub to that said game. Visit them online at thepostsportsbar.com. Two locations, one on Manchester and Maplewood, and a new location at Creve Coeur, Olive and Old Ballas. Stay posted, my friends.
There he is, the Plowhawk with the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Perfect place for your fantasy drafts, the Post Sports Bar and Grill. John Dickerson and Tony La Russa, both up on InsideSTL.com and on our iTunes. If you missed it, it's there for you. I would recommend both of those interviews wholeheartedly. Sometimes I kind of internally go, you probably aren't going to miss anything. Both those, highly recommended.
Those
two different types of
very
interviews.
Good, yeah. Different subjects, a little baseball, a little politics.
I watched, now you said you were detached after you left the Two Fox
100%.
On Friday night. But I watched Orlando Pace's speech, and I watched Brett Favre's speech, and in between I went out, not necessarily for booze, just to dinner, and I had a taste, but I didn't get intoxicated. And so then I came back, and Brett Favre is still up there talking. I'm going, oh, my God. And then sure enough, it became, for those who were following it this weekend, quite well known, that he did 36 minutes, a record-breaking speech in Canton. Plowhawk, as a Packer fan, what were your thoughts on seeing Brett Favre?
The gunslinger.
Hold on a second. Matt Holliday wants to join us.
Are you going to you're on the show, though. The mic picked that up. You're on the board as a guest. Matt Holliday was on.
Counts. Okay, Plowhawk. Yeah, yes, the cat.
I got to go interview him.
Well, so you just came back to say you got to go interview him?
I didn't know he was coming out.
Oh, I see.
How could I know?
Are you going to interrupt him?
Yes. Why do you think I'm here?
We love you, cat.
Plowhawk, what do you think about probably your hero's speech?
Absolutely. I cried, and I felt.
Did like you really? Did you honestly get emotional?
100%. Yeah, because this is a guy that I've grown up watching. You know, he was.
Right.
I mean, him and Aaron Rodgers have basically been my. I mean, those are the two quarterbacks that I've watched. Love how he played the game. Not necessarily about the penis pick and going to Minnesota.
Yeah, he didn't bring that up.
No, he didn't. Smart move on his part. But I thought the speech was fantastic.
That would have been odd.
It was a little lengthy.
I want to address a few things.
It was a little lengthy, but I think for his sake, he has such a, you know, a great
the
career.
The speech. Ring it.
Fantastic,
Charlie. What we needed.
Fantastic. But I loved it. I cried, and I can't wait for Aaron Rodgers here in about the next 10 or 15 years.
I thought it was outstanding, especially considering it was, now granted, he had rehearsed, but it was not read. And for it to be executed that well, I'm just telling you. I mean, I know I brought up with Tony just the last hour, Piazza and Ken Griffey Jr.'s speeches a few weeks ago in Cooperstown, but I thought that Favre's speech was just considering that it was, you know, from the hip, in this sense ad-libbed, although, like I said, he obviously had rehearsed, was just outstanding. And to do that for 36 minutes, and then he really focused on his family, and then the part about his dad, we have some of that. For those of you who didn't see it and you were out and about on Saturday night, it's our Fun with Audio. Maggie O'Brien's presenting Brett Favre at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
What I do remember is sitting outside the coach's office, and I overheard my father talking to the three other coaches, and I heard him, and I assume I didn't play as well the previous week only because of what he said. And he said, I can assure you one thing about my son. He will play better. He will redeem himself. I know my son. He has it in him. And I never let him know that I heard that. I never said that to anyone else. But I thought to myself, that's a pretty good compliment. You know, my chest kind of swole up. And I never told anyone. But I never forgot that statement. And that comment that he made to those other coaches. And I want you to know, Dad, I spent the rest of my career trying to redeem myself. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get through it. But I spent the rest of my career trying to redeem myself and make him proud. And I hope I succeeded.
Brett Favre, Saturday night. 36 minutes, mostly really about his family. And in particular, his father, who passed away on the day of that Monday night game in Oakland, in which he played what he said was the best game of his life. It really was. Now, what got a lot of attention around these parts, and understandably so, I happened to be watching when Orlando Pace spoke, and we have the audio of Orlando Pace thanking the fans of the St. Louis Rams. There's a story
to the St. Louis Rams fans. I'm so proud to say we brought that city a championship. Thank you for the support that you gave us during that run.
Nice to see you.
No one could ever take that away from you. Thank you.
That's Orlando Pace on Saturday night. Now, what got people going was, you of course could watch it live on ESPN or the Pro Football Hall of Fame's broadcast on the NFL Network. But the NFL uploads these speeches to YouTube. And they didn't have that part of the speech included. Now, Brian McCarthy, who handles NFL PR, said it was just a mistake. But it was
just
so
a coincidence.
Strange. So just bizarre.
Does that surprise you?
It's so dumb with no upside. Like, what is the point of that?
As if people wouldn't notice that. And also, what he said, it wasn't anything
right.
Indicting
he
the NFL.
He thanked Stan Kroenke. He thanked right. Stan Kroenke. He thanked George Frontier and Stan Kroenke.
And to think a guy who played in St. Louis and lives here and played here for 12 years is not going to thank the fans
right.
here is absurd if you think he's not going to do that.
I mean, when it really gets down to, honestly, it's so dumb that I'm not sure it was malicious because it's just dumb. Like, what's the point of it? But then at the same time, what's the point of editing it out?
Was it just literally little 15-second clip?
That's the thing that I still haven't been able to find out. Do they edit speeches down? So were other parts of, like, Favre spoke for 36 minutes. Are all 36 minutes up there? Kevin Green had a powerful speech. Tony Dungy had a powerful speech. Marvin Harrison, the Colts wide receiver, not known for being loquacious, you know, spoke. Did they edit parts of that out? I don't know.
I would think nowadays, I'm sure you can edit down clips, but why not just post the entire speech
right.
of all these guys? People like to listen. You could be in your car and you could play the audio. It seems weird that you would edit out any of these speeches, unless you're just trying to do it down for like a 30-second clip for broadcast. But I was reading on Twitter, everybody complaining about that. My whole thing is this. With the NFL, I don't put it past them.
Here's what we have from this is the Deadspin story. While the other inductees' speeches from last night's event are presented unedited by the NFL, so they were unedited. Minus that line. I mean, what in the world is that? This thing. I'm telling you, these guys are just
wow. And I don't get that
dumb.
Because
like,
it didn't make the NFL look bad.
Yeah,
it didn't make
the
Rams look bad. He's thanking the fans that were there for him for over a decade. It makes no sense.
God, I mean, I'm telling you. What an operation. Just an absolute what an operation. Ugh. Guys make me sick. They just make me sick. And I was, while that whole process was going on throughout, I was going, listen, they have a right to go, and it's on St. Louis that we have that stupid clause in the lease, so I get it, even though I hate it. I get it, and if I'm Stan Kroenke, I get it. And if anything, Kroenke played it the right way, and that he didn't say anything the whole time. But what Kevin Demoff did, I still am just beyond baffled by. And then secondarily, what is the NFL doing with this? What's the point of that? What is this stupid thing?
And you say risk-reward. If you put it
right.
in there, nobody cares.
Nobody says anything.
Because everybody heard it.
Because that was a speech.
Right. But then if you take it out, it becomes a thing.
Right.
It's now conspiracy theory theater. And it's everybody, at least in St. Louis. I don't think nationally people are talking about this. But
people
obviously
are actually,
St. Louis.
And reading the comments on Deadspin, again, it's comments. And, you know, I recognize that for what it is. And there are so many people who loathe Roger Goodell. That this is another opportunity to take a shot. What is this, a dumb thing? Are you aware? The cat just rejoined us. Are you aware of what we're talking about? They edited out the part of Orlando Pace's speech where it was like a 6-second line too.
And they said it was some technical
right.
But it, I mean,
if you buy that,
I don't. But I don't really understand, like, if the NFL, all right, we know they don't love St. Louis, but if they're angry at St. Louis for speaking out that the city was treated poorly, that's insanity. Hi, Trev. How are you?
What's up, Rosie? You want to sit down and join the show for a few moments?
Not at all. Not at all.
Just some. We'll just have some lighthearted fun and talk golf. And
favorite summer pictures you've seen?
There you go.
Films.
Movies.
You haven't seen anything?
How about this one? Favorite dessert that you try to steer clear of?
This is like Regis and Kathy Lee.
I like donuts.
Do you like donuts?
Who doesn't?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Best French fries in St. Louis. Just a kind of a random question.
You can take a seat if you'd like. We're not. We're just.
There will be no baseball questions.
We only have like 10 minutes left of the show, I think. 14 minutes.
Do you like a waffle fry, a crinkle cut, a steak fry?
You're like devaluing my value. Like, there's 10 minutes left. Come on.
No.
No. We're trying to encourage you so you know.
You insulted him a little bit.
No. Trevor's nice enough to even come over and engage us. Most of the guys were kind of standing on the periphery, knowing that if they got closer.
Holiday kind of came by and insulted just
engage.
A little bit. But so he came through. Oh, you're talking too loud? I'm talking too loud.
Are we talking too loud? Is that what you're saying? What is she saying?
Oh, she's saying nobody at Channel 2 is getting this audio of the speech.
I said we're getting a camera and we're coming back.
There's
coming
TV back business being handled right now.
Trevor,
Fox 2 is going to be all over it. Don't worry, Trevor. Fox 2 is going to be all over it.
If you could have any superpower hero to fly, to have unlimited strength, or to be invisible, which superpower would you choose? And now it's getting interesting.
Now it is getting interesting.
At least take a seat. At least take a seat. Come on.
I really have to go.
Oh, man.
I have to give guys golf tips.
What? Are you a good player?
Can you at least answer the superhero?
Are you really, honestly? Because you wouldn't have said that if you were.
Can you at least answer the superhero question for closure?
I think it's the ability to stop time.
The ability to stop time was off the menu.
Trevor Rosenthal.
See you, Rosie.
Put that on the board, Seamaster. Trevor Rosenthal, guest on the show.
Wow,
got
what
him.
A show. Yep. So are you telling me? I do feel helpless in that I had to go over there and do some interviews for this show we're putting together for the Pujols Family Foundation. But I figured there's so many guys walking through, I'd walk by and there'd be someone.
Is he? He said he'd come back.
You only got 14 minutes left the show.
I said, what dessert do you like? And then so you got no one sitting.
Well, Holiday came by and insulted
him.
No,
I was here for that.
Yeah. Well, he did it. He circled back. He did two drive-bys.
There, I've seen Mike Trout go by.
Yeah, and I'm surprised he didn't just plop right down.
I saw some Cardinals, Seth Maness, Greg Garcia.
Birthday boy.
Holiday and Pools are talking.
How do you know that?
Snapchatting.
You said it earlier on the show.
Oh.
27 years old. I bet you Garcia would come talk to us.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet you he would. Because I think when you're a younger player and a rookie, you still feel obligated to do the media. And then once you've been playing for a couple of years, like, yeah, we can say no. But I feel like when you first come up, maybe there's like a locker room thing,
yeah,
clubhouse thing too, where the veterans say, young guys, you kind of do the media. You know, we did that when we were young, and it's kind of a cyclical thing.
Well, what are my favorite two words, Charlie? Me and I. But you know my second favorite two words are? Bell curve. And I feel like when you first start out, you feel like you got to do it. Then you realize, oh, I don't have to do it. And then by the end, you go, oh, I don't mind doing it because, like, Keith Kachuk and Jim Edmonds and Jason Isner, kind of like, I'll say whatever, and they can't do anything to me.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because my two favorite words are condensed milk.
Oh, they really?
Interesting, isn't it?
That's very interesting.
So what were you guys? I was hoping, because I know the NFL is a sore subject, particularly the way the Rams left town. But I thought you'd get fired up in the middle of this little news conference, and then you'd get shushed.
That's what I thought was going on when Charlie was looking over the shoulder and we're talking too loud. But that was Jane Higgins saying something about the Two Fox.
The Two Fox. I'm actually, once I leave this radio show, I'm going to get myself my gear. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to do probably the best story locally.
Yeah,
it'll be way better than 5-4.
Wow.
I saw Mo over there. My story will be at least three times better than most.
With what, artist renderings? Because I see you're doing little sketches. So is that how you're going to cover this?
Did you just hear me say I'm going to go back and get my top-notch gear?
Oh, you got to go get your stuff. I almost said the S word. That'd be a first. I somehow have never cussed in 12 years. I have no idea how.
Never.
I don't
I
know how.
I have twice.
Because I'll drop 3 F-bombs as soon as we're off the air just for fun.
I said the S word on Nick and the Badger, and I said BS. And it's one of those things where you have such a hot take going. It's like you're. It's like bar. You're at a bar. You're talking sports, and you just say BS.
Right.
And I said, oh, I can't do that. But they dropped out of it.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think Maurice's story will probably have more authenticity because he was here from the start.
And I saw his lensman because I worked with that.
I actually got here at 6:45.
Because you're actually going to go back and come at the last minute and pretend you were here all day, and therefore I think it will lack authenticity.
Cat, I was here all day.
But the lens wasn't.
Who can tell a story better than someone who's sitting here? I viewed it.
Right.
I lived it.
You did take it in.
The story better than someone who was turned down by Matt Holliday for a radio interview. Not once, but twice.
I think Holliday said, too, he said, don't you have your own show? So maybe he used to listen to either.
Yeah, he sounds like a Badger guy.
Or Middle Relief. But I think it was also kind of a shot, like, your show didn't work. You know what I'm saying?
I said to him over there, I go, are you really not coming on the radio show? And he said, no.
Yeah. What do you think? Why are you even asking?
What happened? I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
There needs to be a full-scale investigation is what there needs to be.
Look, sure, he's bigger than me. Sure, he could...
Just barely, though. Just barely.
I agree.
He's in better shape. He's younger. He can climb me over, you know...
Keep going.
A million times over.
Keep going.
But I'm not afraid to get to the root of this.
Wow.
And you better believe I'm going to dig.
But I don't feel like he's overtly mad about it. Like, he comes over and exchanges pleasantries.
Yeah, but he doesn't plop down. He didn't plop down during spring training.
You know who did? This guy right here, Tony La Russa. He sat down with us for about 15, 20 minutes. We thank you, because nobody else would do it.
Hey, everybody else, I understand the Seamaster.
Everybody else denied us.
Hooked you up with...
The only one that would come on the radio.
And I understand the Seamaster hooked you up with John Dickerson now. How about that? The Seamaster. Seamaster who never... Seamaster takes care of Tony. God bless America. John Dickerson will be at the event. Hey, here's Matt the Bat again.
I'm not.
We got 7 minutes left. 7 minutes left.
So what's going on? I have to get to the root of this. Are you furious at our show? Have we done something? I'm talking collectively as a radio station. Where are you with your relationship with a show that you used to be on from time to time?
You probably can't pick the station up at your house.
Yeah, I told you, I tried to listen to the station, but it doesn't come in, and it's parts of St. Louis.
Right, about 80% of St. Louis. Right. We're working on that to get it down to 75%.
What city you guys are actually for?
I think our listeners would be most...
If I go too far towards Kirkwood, it cuts out.
Well, it's not a great signal.
So there is a
move in the works where the signal is going to be
slightly better.
The next one I will have ownership in, yes. Oh. Yeah.
All this is his. All this is
the donuts.
Weren't you on all the shows for a while?
Yeah.
That was Charlie.
I just kind of fill in here and there.
Oh. I thought you had like three different shows.
I did a show with Edmonds as well. Yeah. Two shows. That's a lot of shows,
get
man.
Get one with Joe Buck.
If it's your station, you just
put yourself on. Absolutely.
And
I'm like playing
enough,
manager.
It was one with Harmon Killebrew, which
there was.
didn't really have a lot of traction.
What do you look at the look on Holiday's face. What do you think of the Lemmings t-shirt? Wonderful, isn't it?
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
What was that, Photoshop?
I know, but that doesn't mean I know what it means.
I told you it was Lemmings people that follow the radio show, and you said, count me in.
As the seventh. That's why it was...
He thought it was listeners.
Six listeners.
Yeah.
But it shrunk down nicely, and you wore it around that day. That was nice.
Yeah, that was it, though.
And you went 3-for-4 with 2 home runs wearing that shirt, so that is...
No, I didn't. If I would have, I'd still be wearing it.
Where is the shirt now?
I don't know. It's in my locker.
Mike, hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jim.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
All right. Put him on the board as a guest.
We got him.
Yep. Rosenthal, Holiday, and Mike Matheny. Absolutely. Are you playing today, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, I'm playing baseball tonight.
I know that. I wasn't asking if you'd seen the lineup card. If you're playing golf.
No, I'm not playing golf.
Do you play a lot?
I don't.
You think you will when you stop playing?
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. That might be a hobby of my future.
He's looking at me like, can you get me out of here?
I'm looking at you for a decent question. Is there anything
else? I thought that was a great question. I asked the Lemmings t-shirt question.
So you don't. There's not anything except for the fact that we asked bad questions.
I thought we were doing an interview with you.
Got to go.
But yeah.
Let me ask you this on radio, because as you know, I'm multimedia. So it isn't anything that we have done personally, except that we ask bad questions. We're on a radio station where the signal is terrible.
Questionable.
And the hosts aren't good. That's the only beef you have with our show.
Pretty much.
That's fair. All right, that's fair.
I told you I'd get to the room.
But you have this cool blanket over your
table.
Do you
like this thing?
Tim owns it.
Yeah, I do.
Tim's the owner. Yeah. All right, we got to go do cake.
Thank you, Matt.
My work is done.
Yeah.
If you need another shirt.
You guys killed it once again.
Clip that off. That'll be a promo. We've done it again, Charlie.
So we got Holiday, La Russa, John Dickerson, Rosenthal.
Mike Matheny.
Mike Matheny said hello. That counts.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a pretty good lineup.
Yep. Isringhausen said he won't come on the show as he walked by. I count
he
that.
He kept kind of pointing to his watch.
Which wasn't a watch.
But he was going inside to do, I don't think he really had right. anything to do.
It took me back to my TV days. Oh, yeah, this is how dehumanizing that was. Hey, there he is.
About that time.
About that time.
We got 4 minutes left. Oh, man. This has been a fun show, though.
This is what it's all about. This is why you clock in early. This is why you leave late. This is why you do that extra set.
Correct.
Nice. And I put some of the videos on Snapchat, but people are complaining about the audio. I don't know. I don't Snapchat a whole lot. I don't know what the point
people
of a guy
just complain.
39 and married, what I'm doing on Snapchat. But I guess it's like marketing? I don't know. I got to figure it out. I need somebody to coach me up on this. Because I'm not just going to hold it up and like say, take a look at me. I'm at the Pools Golf Tournament.
And I'm also trying. I feel like back in the day, I used to criticize other people for always being on their phone. I feel like I've gotten to be that guy a little bit. But a lot of times it's like you're checking fantasy baseball. You're sitting there. You got nothing to do. You check Twitter and Facebook. I don't need to have seven social. I have enough trouble looking at my phone too much with just Facebook and Twitter. If you had a Snapchat and an Instagram, it's like we also got to just live our lives.
Look at you saying take it in.
You
like when the Cardinals win a world championship, don't be holding up your phone. Soak it in your mind.
Correct.
Wonderful.
Correct. We need to do more of that, Sea Monster, as a society.
Sea Monster agrees. Sea Monster doesn't want to talk. All right. Well, we got to shut it down. So, Plowhawk, I don't know if we got time for we don't have time for email. Send your hate mail at teammckernan@hotmail.com. We'll be fine. We'll have wonderful emails tomorrow. We'll be back in studio. It'll be perfect. Are you in tomorrow?
I believe
Doug's
I am.
In the Hamptons. The cat and I and Charlie will be back in studio tomorrow. It's great to be here at the Meadowbrook Country Club for the Pools Family Foundation Golf Tournament. John Dickerson, Tony La Russa, Matt Holiday, Trevor Rosenthal, Jason Isringhausen. I saw Adam Wainwright walk by, so I'm going to count that. I saw Mike Trout walk by. I'm going to count that.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty impressive guest list. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. That comes your way next for Peyton, for the Plowhawk, for my brother Kevin, for the Sea Monster, for Charlie Marlowe, in for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today on the road at Meadowbrook for the Pools Family Foundation Golf Tournament.